Blog Talk Radio.
We shopping
every day.
The genie showed us the way. Click and download today. That keeps us saving
together.
As we shop online, the genie helps us survive. As long as we're saving
together.
Make the genie number one.
Together, baby, yeah, yeah.
We can make the genie number one together.
First you watch the video, and then you download the genie. You become an affiliate, and you start making money today. With a dollar per download, you cannot go wrong. Help your family and friends save money today with the Shopping Genie.
Hello, and thank you again for tuning in to your relationship expert. This is Tracy Brooks, and today is Motivational Inspirational Mondays. I do appreciate each and every one of you tuning in to the show today because you are special to me, and I appreciate you being here. Without you, there is no me. That's right. I am coming to you live from a remote location, beautiful location, and it's raining outside, ladies and gentlemen, so I'd much rather be snuggled in by the fireplace, but instead I'm working. That's right. A woman's job is never done. And today we're going to have a really great team of real estate gurus out of Atlanta, North Carolina. It's going to be Tristan Cooley and Cleese Nichols. Yes, they are super awesome guys. They're going to share their rags to riches story with you, and hopefully it'll inspire you to get up off your duff and make something happen. Now, if you haven't heard, you can go to the Best in the Game to see and hear more of Tristan and Queasy. Yes, they are super awesome guys here, and trust me, you will not want to miss what they have for you. I am in the process of I'm here at a networking meeting. It's really awesome. A room full of great speakers and business owners and insurance agents and so on and so forth. And I'm just fortunate to be in this place today. And I hope that you all will hear the sound of my voice and my special guest and be blessed and inspired again to do something to better yourself, to better your lives, because without embetterment, you'll just stay where you are. And my favorite speaker once said, if you keep doing what you've been doing, you'll keep getting what you've been getting. And y'all know who that is, the infamous Les Brown. So, hey, words of wisdom, just stop doing what you're doing or what you've been doing and look to embark on something new, something different, and just go for it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry about the how, because that's none of your business. All you need to do is get in the car and start it up, and the wheel will be so easy to turn. That's right. I started my car a long time ago, and I was just afraid to put my foot on the gas and turn the wheel. But now my wheel is turning, and I'm hitting corners, and lo and behold, there is so much opportunity out there for me, and I'm so grateful to be able to share my experiences and my great newfound friends of mine to come and share their knowledge with you guys. I just feel really blessed to be able to do that with you guys. So I hope that today you will be inspired again to do something for yourself. Now, these guys are into real estate, so they can teach you a thing or two. I know a little bit about real estate, and I've actually had some opportunity to work with some really great people in real estate, but unfortunately, I was on the other end. I was on the processing of the loans, and I didn't really look at it as, okay, become a broker or become an investor. I just sort of went in on the other end, and made some great cash, but I did not think to go into it as an investor. And had I known these two wonderful gentlemen that I'm going to bring on here in a little bit, I would have probably still be in real estate investing. I would have been in real estate, but as an investor, excuse me. So that's what this show is about, is to get you guys up and moving, and don't waste any time. Don't hesitate. Get things going. No one's going to make it happen but you. No one's going to make it happen for you but you. And that's one of the important things, is to get you inspired enough to create a reality for yourself that will cause multitude and magnitude of success to come your way. Just be a magnet to the success. You know, just speak out and say, I receive success. I like money, and it likes me, and it comes to me freely from all angles, and I receive it gladly. And, you know, kind of speak those type of affirmations to yourself on a daily basis, especially if you're looking to embark on a new career or a new path in life. I'm on a new path in my life, and I just love it. God has really blessed me, and I feel his will being done. And there are a lot of things that, you know, I don't know if you guys know, that I've embarked on that I've had to actually step out of because it did not align up with my destiny. And I could just tell you right now, if you're doing things that do not align with your destiny and who you are, then it's going to be really hard to create a positive environment for your work life, for your career, for your business. So again, look at what you're doing, look at what you love, look at the people that you're surrounding yourself with. Are you aligning yourself? Do you feel the universe aligning the right people to come into your life at the right time? And that's what I'm talking about here today, is aligning the right people up to be able to create a healthy, wealthy environment for yourself. With these two gentlemen that I'll have on the show today, Mr. Nichols and Mr. Cooley, they are so awesome in their own right. You know, I'm sitting in the room next to these guys for 5 days, and you never would have thought that they were these big-time, multimillionaire real estate guys. They're so laid back. They are so humble, and I just love their spirit. And I can't wait to bring them on. So you guys will be really excited. You ought to be excited because, like I told you, in 2009, I have some special treats for you. I have so many wonderful speakers. I have so many wonderful opportunities for you to embark upon to create wealth for yourself. So here's one opportunity. Go to www.129enterprises.com. That's TWELVE9enterprises.com. There, watch a 3-minute video. You can even see there's a spot on there from CNN where Sue Goldstein, the underground shopper, was on CNN, and they were speaking on this product in a positive light, and it is the Shopping Genie, www.129enterprises.com. With the Shopping Genie, it helps you save money on the products that you already buy. I mean, you go online, you download the Genie, and it's absolutely free. So it's my gift to you, ladies and gentlemen. Go watch the 3-minute video and download the Genie. You will be glad that you did. And also, take a moment to go back and look at the video with Sue Goldstein on the CNN information there. And let's see here. You go there, you download the Genie, and then you just instantly start saving money. The only way the Genie will pop up is when you go into your internet browser, either whether it be Google or Yahoo. You actually go in there, and you type in, let's say, iPods in the search engine. Everyone's looking for the hottest, latest iPod. So you type in iPod, and there, the Shopping Genie will pick up at the bottom of the screen. And once the Shopping Genie arrives at the bottom of your screen, you then are able to shop directly with whichever store that comes up. And I think it's Tiger Direct, Amazon, Target, Walmart, Overstock.com. There are like 8 different stores. And then we have our own underground bargain center, thanks to Sue Goldstein. Because, you know, Sue is always trying to help you figure out the best way to save money. And she ventured with our company, and now we have our own underground store. And once you download the Genie and you see the way you can save products, you can also become an affiliate of the product by clicking on Become an Affiliate at the bottom of the screen. And once you become an affiliate, you actually become an affiliate of the other stores that are listed on the Genie. So it's a great deal. And you make money. When people go to and download the Genie from you and they purchase, you actually get a percentage. And they have some really great power affiliate, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, they have some really great power affiliate programs going on with Amazon and Tiger Direct, Overstock Word, Walmart, excuse me. It's just phenomenal. So I want to share that with you guys before I bring on my special guest for today. And also, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking to lose weight and feel great doing it, go to www.jellyinyourbelly.com. That's right, jelly, JellyInYourBelly. There we have Heather Hansen. That is our spokesperson for this product. And what it is, it's a weight loss product. It's a pill. It's tasteless. It's senseless. It's just a clear gel pill. You take the pill, and it tells your brain that you're full. So what you would do is you would take this pill 30 minutes before you eat a meal, and then you're not as hungry as you normally are, and you wouldn't eat as much as you normally would. And that is a wonderful product there that I just wanted to share with you guys as well, to let you guys know that, hey, there's so many things going on out there, and some are free and some are just, you know, help you become a better you. I know a lot of us in 2009 have resolutions, New Year resolutions. Well, I don't set New Year's resolutions. I normally just have a New Year commitment. And my New Year commitment is to grow and walk with the great and stand upon the shoulders of giants. So I know you understand where I'm going with that one. Standing on the shoulders of giants, it's just like, what are you, you know, there's nothing greater than being able to stand up on the shoulders of giants. So I'm trying to get you there and direct you in the right direction and keep y'all motivated to want to do more. And if you do nothing else, do it for yourself, do it for your friend, do it for your family, do it for your children. Leave a legacy with your family, so that they can always have something to grow on. That is so important, and that's, I'm sure, one of the topics that Tristan and Queasy will be able to speak to you guys about. It's because it's so important that you get involved. If you don't get involved in doing something different or doing something for your community, then sometimes, you know, you kind of go through life like, well, why am I here? What am I doing this for? This has no substance for me. I'm not growing from this. You know, why did I get involved with this team of people or whatever? My thing is stand next to giants and then climb up on their shoulders. They're always willing to lift you up. A lot of times people are looking to put you down, but I love surrounding myself with people who love to lift me up. That's right, lift me up and help me become a better me. And that's why I'm here today, ladies and gentlemen, every Monday to motivate you and inspire you to get your stuff up and make something happen. And I'm sure you can appreciate that because I appreciate you. And if it wasn't for you, there would be no me. And therefore, I'm here sharing this great news and great my special guest with you on a weekly basis, because I feel that it's important. It's important to share. It's important to understand that you're not alone. I was once where you were, wondering, well, what is it that I need to do? What can I do? Oh, how can I make that happen? There is no way I'm going to be able to accomplish that without this. Well, again, how is none of your business? If you move on faith and move as if you're already at the end result, then there is no way that you can go wrong. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't be afraid. Don't hesitate. Just make something happen. And I pray for each and every one of my listeners that they're blessed from hearing the sound of my voice, because I feel blessed in being able to share with you guys on a day-to-day basis things that are important to me, that motivate me and get me moving and keep me inspired. So before we go any further, I just want to take a quick commercial break. We will be having a viewing of this movie at IBOC, Inspiring Body of Christ, on Friday. So ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested, when you hear this commercial, please be sure to contact info@bigfaznation.com or you can just email them at bigfaz, that's BIGPHAZZ, at fbcglobal.net, and contact them about the viewing of this great, great movie. And be sure to call in 646-595-2868 if you have any questions or comments. I want to hear from you. I really do. I want to hear your voice as well as I want you to hear mine. So call me. Let me know. Get in on the chat. I'm here. I am available for you. So, again, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and they're going to have a special viewing at IBOC with Pastor Rush on Friday night. So be sure to call us if you want more information.
My candidacy for President of the United States of America.
They say if you want to hide something from a black man, put it into a book. So producer-director Eric Williams put it into a must-see film.
Freedom Pictures, Top of the Line Studios, and Out the Box Entertainment presents 3/5, the most powerful spellbounding film of the year. 3/5 moving, 3/5 emotional, 3/5 touching, 3/5 heart-wrenching.
Until now, we thought we'd never see a black man become president. Until now, you haven't heard the truth about the United States Constitution. 3/5 by director Eric Williams. Until now, you haven't seen the unthinkable horrors of 400 years of slavery.
$50, black baby.
We've been through segregation, Jim Crow, and the right to vote. Now, change has come. Now showing 3/5 by director Eric Williams, scored by composer Fascination.
We shop in every place. The genie showed us the way. Click and download today. That keeps us saving
together.
As we shop online, the genie helps us survive. As long as we're saving
together.
Can make the genie number one.
Together, baby, yeah, yeah.
We can make the genie number one together.
First you watch the video, and then you download the genie. You become an affiliate, and you start making money today. With $1 per download, you cannot go wrong. Help your family and friends save money today with the Shopping Genie.
Tough times and life seems rough. Go to Dr. Breakthrough, he'll boost you up. Life ain't so hard with the right motivator. Dr. Stan Harris, expert communicator.
In the big city or in the sticks, Dr. Breakthrough gon' break the bricks. All finances and relationships, Dr. Breakthrough got the perfect fit. So what y'all wanna do?
International Breakthrough Facilitator, Dr. Breakthrough can develop money makers.
When you want a breakthrough, he'll come through. And Dr. Stan Harris is the one to help you. Never have to worry, never feeling blue. Gotta call the doctor so he can help you. Get a breakthrough, what you wanna do? Get a breakthrough, what you trying to do? Motivate you.
Gonna break through.
Stephen Pierce, y'all, come on. Stephen Pierce, y'all, stand up. Making money on the internet. He making money on the internet. Stand up, stand
Stephen
up.
Pierce, he's gonna reach all of y'all. He's got that deal that's gonna make you wanna party. From homeless to international speaker. What's that? DPI and memory cash system. You got that, Stephen. You got it good. You got that, Stephen. You got it good. It's all about the man from the hood, Stephen. You better jump on the board and get it.
Gang member turn motivational teacher. Standing by his side is his beautiful wife, Alicia. Join the Mentors Club if you need advice. Stephen got the work to get your mind and your business tight.
Get Stephen Pierce right now at www.getyourbookfree.com. You need Stephen Pierce in your life, so come and get your business right.
Stephen Pierce, y'all, come on. Stephen Pierce, y'all, stand up. Making money on the internet. He making money on the internet. Stand up, stand up.
My candidacy for president of the United States of America.
They say if you want to hide something from a black man, put it into a book. So producer, director, Eric Williams put it into a must-see film.
Freedom Bitches, Top of the Line Studios, and Out the Box Entertainment presents Three Fifths, the most powerful spellbounding film of the year. Three Fifths moving, Three Fifths emotional, Three Fifths touching, Three Fifths heart-wrenching.
Until now, we thought we'd never see a black man become president. Until now, you haven't heard the truth about the United States Constitution. Three Fifths by director Eric Williams. Until now, you haven't seen the unthinkable horrors of 400 years of slavery.
$50, black baby.
We've been through segregation, Jim Crow, and the right to vote. Now, change has come. Now showing Three Fifths by director Eric Williams, scored by composer Fascination.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to have a viewing of that movie at IBOC on Friday. So, hey, you know what? Get inspired and get up there. It's in Duncanville. And we're actually building a new church across the street. It's really gorgeous, and that means we can get more members. So go, Pastor Rush, go. I really appreciate each and every one of you listening in, and thank you for all my past and previous guests and listeners. I am so excited today because I am it's a new year. It's a new me. Ladies and gentlemen, I even did something new with my hair this year. That's right. So I was inspired to change my look. And hopefully you'll be inspired to change your look, the way you look on the business side of life, the way you look in your personal life, the way you feel. I hope you feel inspired and get motivated to want to do something different, because nothing is worse than doing the same old thing. I am just tired of watching people walk around and mope at their own jobs that they're only staying because of the benefits, and they don't want to leave because, you know, if I leave my job, then I can't take my son to the doctor. Well, let me tell you about this new website of mine. Not of mine, but of a good friend of mine. It's Lady CEO Networks. That's www.ladyceonetworks. This site is awesome. So if you're in a position that you do not like and you're wanting to change but you don't know what you're going to do, try Lady CEO Networks. Here you can join a host of entrepreneurs, women in business, lady CEOs, as well as those who want to get their network on. Here you can do all these things, and guess what they have? They have, they have medical insurance, ladies and gentlemen. I've never seen a networking site with medical insurance. But, yes, here at LadyCEONetwork.com, you can actually join. You can advertise your business. There are so many things that you can do here. There will be luncheons, breakfast club, the lunch bunch, and after 5 Live. The first networking event is going to be on the 27th and 09. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that you want to get to know. Lady CEO Networks is like one of the hottest websites going right now. Lady CEO stands for corporate executives and entrepreneurs as well as opportunity seekers. And my dear new friend, Miss Andrea Allen, she is the CEO. She is Miss Lady CEO. I will have her on my show here in a couple of weeks talking about the new launch of the website, and it's awesome. It's Lady www.ladyceonetwork.com, and you'll love it. Once you get there and you see, it's really a great site, and it's really a lot of the owner of the site is she's really an awesome woman of God. She's tremendous in connecting people. Next to Shira Smith, she's like one of the great connections to the stars. So if you're looking to do some connecting this year and you want to try something a little bit different, be sure to go to ladyceo.com where you can get connected with people on a monthly basis and also build your network, you know, because your network is no bigger than your network. So let's try to build a new network in the new year, ladies and gentlemen, and just understand that you have to do something different. Oh my gosh, we're coming in to a whole new era, and I just feel a big download from God going, it's your year. It's your year, and it's not just my year, it's your year too. So if you ever wanted to embark on a new career, if you ever wanted to create something, if you ever want to create wealth, establish a business, all I can say is sit down, pray about it first, write up a plan. Planning, you can fail just by not planning. So you don't want to be in that category. But write out your plan and publish it to someone. Make it known to someone dear to you, someone that's not going to criticize you, to actually do something that is that's going to support you, that is. So publish it to someone that's going to support you in what you do, and make sure it's not the dream grabber or the dream killer. You know, we surround ourselves sometimes with people who are so negative. All they want to do is, you know, talk negative about certain things. And even if you're positive and you're in the right, going in the right direction, there's a lot of times the dream grabbers, the dream killers, they want to kill that dream. So just make sure you're surrounding yourself with someone positive who's going to give you a positive feedback, understand your vision, and support your vision. Because if you don't, then you're going to feel like, oh, I can't do this because such and such said that's not a good idea. Well, I'm here to tell you, I didn't always have the tools that I have. But what I had, what I found is that the people that were in my life that were smiling in my face, but as soon as I turned around, they would go, she wants to do that. Oh, she's always doing something. Oh, well, that's not going to work because she's a woman, and there's no way a woman can do that. There's no way she could do this. There's no way. She don't have the means of doing that. And it's like, okay, if I come and share something that I'm really excited about and something that is a passion of mine, and then I go and share it with you, and then you turn around and you do the naysay thing, it's sort of like they're already corrupting your dream and hindering the manifestation of it coming into life. I have a baby that I need to birth, and I'm in delivery mode right now. Y'all can't feel the birth pains or see me, but I'm carrying a baby that is so big that it's going to need two doctors to pull it out. Y'all don't hear me. I am getting ready to birth my baby in 09, which what I'm saying is my speaking opportunities are going to get greater. My coaching opportunities to help coach you have a better, healthier relationship, it's going to get greater. My radio show, it's just going to go 5 days a week or 7 days a week. Who knows? All I know is that I'm getting ready to birth my newborn baby. And I feel it kicking, y'all. It's coming out. It's right there. It's almost like the illustration of which my pastor used on Sunday, last Sunday, not this Sunday, but the previous Sunday. It's sort of like you ask God, you go and you pray, and you say, hey, Lord, look, you know, I really need to do this. It's going to be a great deal for me and my family. I'm not going to hurt anyone. I'm just going to make things better, and I need this, this, and this. And he used the illustration of you going to an elevator and pushing a button. And let's say you're in the basement of a 20-story building. And so you push the button, and this is what the naysayers will do, and this is how God kind of sees when you go and share your dream or visions with someone and they kind of tear you down. You prayed a prayer, you have faith, and you believe God will see it through. He'll bless you with what you need. But this is what happens. You'll go and you'll tell someone, and you go, what? You want to do what? Are you serious? Oh, please. That'll never happen. Well, who would have thought Oprah Winfrey would be the multi-billionaire that she is today when she was raped and, you know, sexually abused and really didn't have anywhere to live? Her life, she didn't start out being this great person, but she knew who she was on the inside. So, again, she took her lemons and turned it into lemonade. And that's what I'm talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. When you're praying for something, all you have to do from the time that you ask for the prayer and the time that you receive it is wait. That's all you have to do is wait. You don't have to usher it. You don't have to go get more people to help you pray on it. Know that he heard you. Know that he's going to answer. So if it's a depression call, if it's a business call, if it's a romantic call, if it's a workship, you know, a working in the marketplace call, whatever you're praying for, whatever you're trying to overcome, and you've asked the Lord to guide you and direct you, just know that your elevator is coming. Again, the illustration of the elevator, you're on the basement floor, and you're standing there, and you push the button to go up. Well, the light is on, you push the button, and you're standing there. Someone walks up and say, are you going up? Well, of course we're going up. We're in the basement. No, we're just going to go down to the bottom of the building. Of course we're going up. But they, what do? They ask you, are you going up, and then they press the button as if your press wasn't good enough. And that's what I mean by dream busters. Sometimes someone will press your button and speak negative things into your life that should not be there. And that's when you have to understand that maybe the elevator that's coming to take you up is not the elevator for you. And sometimes you have to really, really wait and be patient. But here's the illustration. Let me get back to that. You're standing there and you're waiting for this elevator to come. So you've prayed a prayer, oh, Lord, help me with X, Y, Z, and you're waiting for the prayer to manifest. Now, the good old saying that my grandma used to say and my mom used to say, he may not come when you want him to, but he's always on time. And I'm living proof of that, ladies and gentlemen. So if that don't inspire you to do something, just hold on. That's all I'm saying is hold on. It's a coming. You press the button, the light comes on, and you're in the basement. So who's to say someone, a kid gets on the elevator on the 16th floor and they press every floor on the way down. Does that get your elevator to you any faster? No, it actually delays the process. And sometimes that's what can happen when we share our dream with the dream busters or the dream killers. They will delay our answer from God. And then we think, oh, well, I'm just going to get on the stairwell and run up and catch the elevator. Well, you can't speed up what God has for you, because what he has for you is for you. And what you have to understand is that no one can take it away from you, but you just have to stand firm, steadfast, and be patient. And so when you're waiting on the elevator, when you're waiting on your prayer to be answered, just know that it's coming. It might be 16 floors up and you're in the basement, but it's on the way because what? The light is on. And how do you know when the elevator is getting ready to come your way? How do you know when your dream is getting ready to be answered, your prayer is getting ready to be answered? On that first floor, the second floor, you hear what? You hear the elevator dinging. That way you know it's on the floor up from up above you. And once it gets to you, the door opens up. And so there you have it. It's a patience. God wants to know what kind of patience do you have to wait on his answer, because he wants to know what kind of patience do you have when he answers your prayer. How are you going to deal with the prayer? If you don't have enough patience to wait for him to answer the prayer, how does he know you have enough patience and abilities to handle the gift that he has for you? And like I said, what God has for you, it's for you, and no one can take it away from you. So don't rush your prayer time. Don't rush your gift that God has for you. Don't rush it, ladies and gentlemen. There is nothing worse than not understanding that you have time. God gives us time. He provisions, because sometimes we like to speed things up. And my thing is right now, today, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, call in. Let me hear from you, 646-595-2868. I am here, and I am excited. I am highly motivated, and I'm truly blessed. Oh, and by the way, I want to give a shout-out to Patrick. Patrick Dewar here, Dewar Success Systems. Yes, we're here at a meeting with him, and unfortunately I had to break out the meeting to come in and speak with you guys, but I do appreciate you all tuning in. So just remember that what God has for you, it is for you, and don't let no one or anything deter you from your dreams, because what he has for you, it's for you, and understand that I believe, you should believe, and you should surround yourself with people who believe in your goals and your dreams, and never be deterred from what your aspirations are in life. I could tell you a history about myself where growing up, I never thought, just by my surroundings, that once I got into high school, I never thought, oh, I'm going to amount to anything, only because that was my self doubt. I had limiting doubt that I've instilled because I was a teenage mom. Yes, I was a teenage mom. I had a child at the age of 17. But you know what? Instead of listening to my limiting beliefs, I went to school. I started out in law school, and that didn't last too long, which I didn't finish it. Who knows? Maybe I'll go back because I love to debate. So I think I'd make a great attorney. But at the same time, I had all these limiting beliefs that because I was a teenage mom who barely finished high school, there was no way I could go to college. And that was a lie, ladies and gentlemen. I was able to go to college. I was able to get a business, a computerized business systems. I'll never forget, computerized business systems, associate's degree or whatever that is, at a technical school. And I went and did a few hours in community college. And here's the deal. I realized what I have is a gift. And I didn't have to go to school to get the gift. I already had it. So I've always had this natural ability to speak to people, massive crowds. I didn't care if it was the middle of the Rose Bowl parade. If I wanted to get somebody's attention, I knew how to get their attention and get hundreds of people looking at me to hear exactly what it is I have to say. And I just totally had to change the way I viewed myself. I had to change the way I saw myself. Just because I was a young mother didn't mean I had to stop living my dreams. And that is one thing I want to encourage you all today to do, is do not let dream busters or your own self-limiting beliefs stop you from believing in yourself. Because once you stop believing in yourself, then you stop doing what you're doing to accomplish your goals. Then your goals become in the past, and your passions become in your past. And God did not give you the birth, you the ideal to have a passion. It's a download from God. He wants you to get up and move on it. He doesn't want you to sit there and go into a slump, wonder how I'm going to work this out, how do I do this. How just do it. I'm telling you guys, it's nothing worse than self-limiting beliefs, self-doubt. But when you can overcome it and know that you are an overcomer, you're a winner. You're a winner by right when you were born. Okay, you beat 140,000 sperm cells, and you made it to the womb. That was your first winning experience. Your second winning experience, you made it here into the world. You burst through your mother's womb, and you came here. You made it. That's just so by birth, you are a winner. God created us to win. He created us to have successful ideals and successful right to come and do what it is that we need to do. And when you do not believe in yourself, then there is no way that he can believe in you. So just know that he's going to always see you through. Just believe in yourself and know that no matter what, he's going to be there for you. He's going to show you and give you everything that you already need. What do you need? You already have it. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let anyone hold you back, and don't stop living your dreams. Surround yourself with positive people and know that you are a winner. You're a winner. You are a winner, and anything that you put your mind to is possible. So that's my call for the day. I just want to say I apologize that my special guest cannot be on the show. We will have them on again on Friday. So, again, if you guys want to know more about The Best in the Game, go to thebestinthegame.com where you can find out more information on how Tristian and Queasy has, you know, how did they create this rag-to-riches story. But not only that, they are winners. And I'm surrounding myself with winners every day. And there's no way that you should be sitting there wondering, how is this going to happen? How do you make things happen? It's possible. Don't worry about the how. Just get going. Start your engines and make it happen. Believe in yourself because I believe in you. Trust in yourself because I trust in you. And if you're hearing the sound of my voice, that means it is possible because I'm living proof that it is possible. So enjoy the rest of your day. Happy, prosperous New Year. And I will see you on Wednesday. On Relationship Wednesdays, oh, I think we're going to have some serious topic on this Wednesday. So you don't want to miss it at 12:30 Central Standard Time. Be sure to tune in and hear what we're going to be talking about. I'm going to save that topic for later, but you guys, you're going to love it. There's some serious talk here. So thank you for tuning in and have an awesome, super fantastic day. God bless you.
Come on.
Going through tough times and life seems rough. Go to Dr. Breakthrough, he'll boost you up. Life ain't so hard with the right motivator. Dr. Stan Harris, expert communicator.
In the big city or in the sticks, Dr. Breakthrough gon' break the bricks. All finances and relationships, Dr. Breakthrough got the perfect fit. So what y'all wanna do?
International breakthrough facilitator, Dr. Breakthrough can develop money makers.
When you want a breakthrough, he'll come through. And Dr. Stan Harris is the one to help you. Never have to worry, never feeling blue. Gotta call the doctor so he can help you. Get a breakthrough, what you wanna do? Get a breakthrough, what you trying to do? Motivate you.